Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome back to the Thanksgiving edition of the SwampSwami.com podcast. Today, it's our college football top 25 and a couple of Thanksgiving turkeys for you. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Me and my lovely wife, we'll call her Swamp Mommy as she laments with another bad pun. We'll take to the roads and spend the holiday week doing a little R&R and spending some time with our family. As we enter late November, the college football contenders and pretenders have finally begun to separate. The SwampSwami.com college football top 25 rankings this week continue to show the national bias against some teams who continue to win their games but are discounted by the national media as cheap imitations as they continue to fawn over those same dozen teams every single year. These final few weeks of the season mark the time when longtime college football rivalries such as Michigan against Ohio State, Oklahoma against Oklahoma State, and Alabama and Auburn still lay ahead for us next week and promise to have a big impact as we whittle down to arrive at the college football playoff's final four teams. This week, I thought it might be interesting to take a look back at the Associated Press college football rankings after week one of this season. Number one after week one this year was Alabama. Then number two was Georgia. Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Texas rounded out the top five. At number six was Clemson, then Cincinnati, Notre Dame, Iowa State, Iowa. At number 11 was Penn State, then Oregon, Florida, USC, and number 15 was Texas. At number 16, starting the season, was UCLA, Coastal Carolina, Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, and Ole Miss. And then number 21 through 25 was Utah, Miami of Florida, Arizona State, North Carolina, and Auburn. Now, several of these early season ranked teams have played up to their lofty rankings, but a few others have fizzled as the season has progressed. It's time to determine which one is the most deserving of this year's Thanksgiving Turkey Award. The silver medal on Turkey Awards goes to the Texas Longhorns, who are now 4-7, and their worst loss, a 57-56 overtime loss to 2-10 Kansas. Texas has hired and fired two head coaches in the last 6 years. Texas exes Tom Herman and Charlie Strong were paid millions of dollars to leave Austin earlier than their schedule. And new head football coach Steve Sarkisian isn't faring any better and now sports a six-game losing streak, the longest in Texas history since 1956. Heading into the SEC in a few years will not make things easier for the Longhorns. And winning this year's Thanksgiving turkey, at no surprise to anyone following college football, it's the Florida Gators. With their worst losses coming at 5-6 LSU at 49-42 and at 6-5 South Carolina 40-17. Though Florida embarrassingly trailed 42-35 at the half just a week ago to FBS member Samford, the Gators rallied to outscore the Bulldogs. No, not those Bulldogs, the ones from Birmingham we're talking about, 70-52. Now, this weekend, Florida went to Missouri and lost their game in overtime as Mizzou won on a dramatic two-point conversion. So the hot seat for Florida coach Dan Mullen is now a raging inferno. Florida has been a giant mess in 2021 and does not play hard enough on offense or defense to warrant a better record than their current 4-7. Before we get to this week's SwampSwami.com college football top 25, a special word about Ohio State. Now, Ohio State yesterday finally got a signature win by overwhelming Michigan State by the score of 100-0. Okay, it was really only 56-7. But wait, Ohio State just scored again. Just kidding. To the fans of the Buckeyes, yes, your win over a formidable foe has boosted your ranking all the way up in my poll to number 4 this week. So congratulations on a very convincing win. It's about time. And it should be a little tougher for you, though, next week when you go to Michigan. So here are the rankings for the SwampSwami.com college football top 25 through the week ending November 20th, 2021. In case you missed it last night, coming in at number 25, The Utah Utes from the Pac-12 are 8-3 after taking down Oregon 38-7 last night. At number 24 from the SEC, Texas A&M. At number 23 at 8-3 as well, from the Mountain West, it's Fresno State, who handed the one loss to 10-1 San Diego State. Now our two lost teams. At number 22 from the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. At number 21 from the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes, who will wrap up their season at Nebraska this coming Friday afternoon. At number 20 from the ACC, having a little bit of a losing streak recently, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons are now down to 9-2. At number 19, Brigham Young University is 9-2 as well. At number 18 from the ACC, having a great year, it's the Pitt Panthers. And this weekend, on Saturday, they'll finish up the regular season at Syracuse. At number 17 in our poll, at 9-2 from the SEC, it's Ole Miss. And the Egg Bowl is coming up this Thanksgiving night on Thursday at 6:30 on ESPN. Ole Miss will travel to Mississippi State for the Egg Bowl. You don't want to miss that, or you'll have egg on your face. At number 16 from the Sun Belt at 9-2, it's Appalachian State. At number 15 in this week's poll from the Big Ten, 9-2 as well, it's Michigan State. Yes, Michigan State, but they did beat and give Michigan their only loss of the season. At number 14, the little team that just keeps plugging ahead, it's Baylor at 9-2. They'll host Texas Tech on Saturday to wrap up the regular season. At number 13, after a devastating loss last night, the Oregon Ducks are 9-2. Now the one-loss teams. At number 12 from the Big 12, at 10-1, it's the Oklahoma Sooners, who will play in the Big Bedlam game on Saturday against Oklahoma State at Stillwater. That should be a lot of fun. At number 11 from the American Conference at 10-1, it's the Houston Cougars. At number 10 from the Big Ten, 10-1, it's Michigan. Coming in at number 9 this week, from the Mountain West at 10-1, it's San Diego State. At 10-1, at number 8, and slowly moving up this survey, it's the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Here's a team that nobody has talked about all year long, and at number 7, we'll talk about them, from the Big 12, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who just keep winning. And they have a chance to win it all this Saturday, Bedlam and Stillwater against the Oklahoma Sooners. That'll be Saturday night at 6:30 on ABC. At number 6 this week from the SEC, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide. They'll finish out the regular season with their always tough Iron Bowl, as the Tide will travel, though, to Auburn on the Plains for that big game on Saturday. At number 5, surprise in my survey, Louisiana Lafayette's Ragin' Cajuns. At number 4, the number 1 ranked one-loss team in the country, I might add, after demolishing Michigan State 56-7 yesterday. Ooh, it was so ugly. Ohio State Buckeyes have moved all the way up into my top 4 at number 4. They will play at Michigan this week. Now our undefeated teams. At number 3, did you see the end of the game yesterday for UT San Antonio? The Roadrunners were down. They were going to lose their first game of the year with a minute and a half left. But guess what? Beep, beep. The Roadrunners caught fire, went almost 80 yards down the field, and scored with 3 seconds left in the game to win the game over UAB. It was really dramatic. And they are 11-0. And being undefeated, they are the third-ranked team in my survey. Now at number 2 from the American Conference, also 11-0, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats, who will wrap up this Friday on ABC at 2:30. Make a point to watch this game. The Bearcats are traveling to East Carolina. And before you say, whoa, East Carolina, East Carolina is 7-4 and has a long history of upsetting teams in the American Conference. You watch, that's going to be a close game. And our number one team for Thanksgiving week, big surprise, from the SEC at 11-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. After taking care of Charleston Southern yesterday, the Georgia Bulldogs will have arch rival, but 3-8. Georgia Tech on Saturday at 11 a.m. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. If you're traveling, be careful this week on the roads. I will see you a week from now with another Top 25. Happy Thanksgiving.
But one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now. Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Gobble, gobble.
judgment here. Grandpa's passed out passing gas, but we got pumpkin candles burning just for that. Someone brought up politics, now everybody's mad. But you can't be mad when the whole world's singing. Gobble